yourself to the Holy Spirit. Be flexible. Be ready to yield to Him. Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Father. Thank you, Lord. Ye koroboso tachie bosola bahaye. Ye boroboso talarabatiye. Thank you, Jesus. We invite your Holy Spirit into this place, Father. Your anointing to come remain on us, Father, and to rest on this place, Father. We invite you, Lord, to have your will in this place. Thank you, Father. We pray for every need in here, Father, that you would meet it by your supernatural power. And we prepare our hearts to flow with you, Father. In Jesus' name. Thank you, Lord. Hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus. Amen.
Well, praise the Lord. Somebody say thank you, Jesus, in this place this morning. Give God a shout of praise this morning. Come on, Brother Jason. Don't worry about wrapping it up. Hallelujah. Isn't he good? Thank you, Jesus. Well, it's Chris and Yvonne over there. Look at somebody and tell them, this is the day. This is the day that the Lord has made. I will rejoice and be glad in it. This is the day that the Lord has made. I will rejoice and be glad in it. Enter his gates. Enter. Oh, raised against you is gonna stand. For the Lord is the rock of our salvation, and we've overcome by the blood of the Lamb.
How many are facing a battle in your life right now? How many are facing a battle in your life? Say, I'm gonna win. You know, the Bible says that to you. You know, it might seem like you're on a losing side sometime. It'll, you know, look like it's going to turn out for you. But I tell you what, you're going to win if you believe God. Somebody say, praise God. The Bible says this. The Bible says that no weapon formed against you is going to prosper. Somebody say, praise God.
No weapon formed against you shall prosper.
Now that we got that taken care of, we can have fun in Jesus. Amen. Pick it up a little bit.
Down in my heart.
somebody say, he's under your feet to stay and you get to win. Like, give us a little bit of light. Amen. Praise God. Hey. Seriously, why don't you find somebody and give them some love this morning? Is that all right? Go hug somebody. Go greet that girl. Amen. Look at God. Look at God. Somebody look like their grandmother just died Friday. You celebrating, amen.
Well, the Jesus in me, there's Jesus in you, so easy. Jesus in me, there's Jesus in you, so easy. Jesus in me, there's Jesus in you.
Sincerely, you can give us a little bit of light, brother. Just, those are real easy words. How many of you really love people? You know, when you love Jesus, it's not hard to love people. Come on. If you got difficulty, someone say, well, Jesus loves you. It's real easy. Some people say, nobody will ever love me. Nobody will ever care about me. I tell you what, I got Jesus on the inside of me. You're easy to love. Is that right? I tell you what, if you find it difficult to love people, you know what? You got a real problem. So find somebody, look them in the face and say, guess what? It's easy to love you, girl. Say, I love you. Tell somebody, I love you very much. I tell you, we got to go on. Lord, have mercy. I tell you what, but we got a precious friend. I think we need to do one just to have fun. Is that all right? For those that might be feel that, you know, they're on the other side of a battle, amen. Amen. How many need some things to turn around for them? How many need something to turn around for them? Amen. Amen. Do you believe in turnarounds? Do y'all know what a turnaround is? It all is just like things aren't going your way, then all of a sudden, the sun starts to shine again, huh? Tell somebody things are about to turn around for you. Y'all don't mind if we do a little bit of Southern gospel, is that all right? Tell somebody something's about to turn around for you. Look her in the face, Kathy, when you tell her that, and let her know. Say, this is the best day for the rest of your life. Amen. only second to the ones that come. Say, God's about to turn it around. How many got faith to believe that? Amen.
Well, God is about to turn some things around. He'll lift you up and take you up to higher ground. We'll not be defeated. We're not going down. Well, God is about to turn some things around. Well, God is about to turn some things around.
Find yourself a partner. I know we've done this before. Find somebody that needs a turnaround. If you need a turnaround, wave your hand. If you need a turnaround, wave your hand. And somebody's got faith. I'm talking about faith and not foolishness. Some of you that got wisdom, move. Amen. And pray the prayer of faith. Don't pray, oh God, help them get through this. Say, God, turn it around.
Tell you what, when you pray for people, you got to tell them you'll not be defeated. Amen. It's all right to get people's hopes up. You know, sometimes you go to church and they say, don't get their hopes up. You never know what's going to happen. You know, but you know, God can turn it around. Amen. Get up here and just pray a prayer, a turning around prayer. Is that all right?
Father God, we just come before you and we lift each other up, Father, that you will turn around every situation that every single person in here is dealing with, every situation. We are the head, not the tail. We are blessed coming in and blessed going out. And Father, your grace and your mercy will turn everything around. And we believe you. And we know that you're going to do this for us. You're going to bring us into the promised land with big fruit. And we praise you, Father, and we thank you for it. And we give you glory because you're going to turn things around so supernaturally that we can only stand back and bow down and say thank you. Thank you, thank you, thank you. In Jesus' name, amen.
Just before we go on, let's sing this to him, amen. Good God.
Amen.
He will make a way. Somebody say, praise God. So he's the God that opens doors. He doesn't lock you out of things. Why don't you sit down? Amen. I want you to know today, no matter what you're dealing with, God is on your side. And that's a healthy and safe message. Somebody say, amen. Someone said, well, let me just pray and see what the will of God is. And I tell you what the will of God is. He wants to work it out. Gosh, amen. He wants to work it out and make everything better to get you on to better and higher things. Somebody say, amen. We're going to receive this morning offering so the kids can go. Let me read you something real good. We stopped doing offering teach, but we want to start again. Amen. To give you a little bit of faith. Amen. Galatians chapter 6, verse 6. Why don't you turn there real quick? I can't wait to get to the point. I think we're going to get there that we start to produce, amen, the Word of God starts to produce in between the weeks, amen. We start to hear about something, and then in the middle of the week, amen, it starts to happen for us, amen.
Yes, yes.
Hallelujah. It's
great to see Agatha in here this morning. Good Lord. Amen. Thank God for that. Let him that is taught in the word communicate unto him that teaches in all good things. Somebody say, praise the Lord.
Praise the Lord.
Say it again.
Praise the Lord.
Now that word communicate, if you break it down in Greek, it means distribute or share. Somebody say, amen. We live, now you can go to some, this is more, we believe that church is more than just a little inspirational message. But if that's all you get, that's all you get. Amen. But church should be a place that goes, that when you go into a real house of God or into a real church, you know what's going to happen to you? You should be able to hear the heart of God. You should be able to be uplifted. You should be able to be encouraged. Amen. You should be able to get a little bit more strength. Amen. It should make a difference in your life.
Amen.
Church is not brownie points to heaven. Amen.
Amen.
Church not only can help you get to heaven. Amen. But church can help you survive on the earth. Amen. And church is healthy for us. So if we receive that service from a local body, somebody say, it's good to put back in so we're able to continue to do it. Amen. Somebody say, amen.
Amen.
And that's what that scripture says. He that receives, you know, he that is taught in the word, communicate unto them him that teaches in all good things. So say, be not deceived.
Be not deceived.
God
is not mocked.
For whatsoever a man soweth,
that also
shall he reap.
Shall he reap.
And notice that these scriptures are packed in together. These scriptures are packed in together to let us know. You get into something, what you get out of something, what you put into it. The mindset that you take to church is the spiritual content you're going to be able to take back. Amen. You, whatever you reap into, whatever you sow into something, to the degree that you sow into it is the degree that's going to come back to you. Amen. How many of you wish that this service would come back to you 100-fold?
Oh, amen.
I tell you what I want to preach about this morning, my goodness, I pray in my life that it comes back. I want it to happen.
Amen.
Amen. So we've got to do something. Somebody say, it's more than just sit there. Amen. But you got to sow into that thing and get involved in church. Get involved in the ways that the things go. Amen. Help it survive so that other people can be blessed as well.
Amen.
Somebody say, hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
So it's good to do that. Amen. For whatsoever a man soweth, that also shall he reap. For he that soweth to the flesh shall reap shall of the flesh reap what?
Corruption.
All day long, life is nothing. Whether you realize it or not, you're going to sow all day long. When you leave here and you go out to lunch, guess what you're going to do? You're going to sow some seed and get some lunch.
Mm-hmm.
Amen. Some of you are going to sow some seed at Loopy's and get some of that Loopy's food. Amen. How many of you going to go sow lunch seeds? Amen. Are y'all going to be fasting today?
Uh-uh.
Well, you're going to sow some resource out there and you're going to be able to reap some stuff back from that. When you go into relationships, you know, when you talking to your friends and different things, you're going to sow conversations, and whatever you sow out in that conversation is what you're going to get back. You say the wrong thing to somebody, guess what's going to happen? They're going to say the wrong thing right back to you. You're going to say, well, I don't necessarily like that, you know, the way your hair looks. Amen. And they're going to say, I was just thinking about the same thing with you, you know. Quite frankly, I haven't liked your hair in the last 5 years. And we always wonder why we always get in arguments, because we sow stuff and we get back exactly what we sow, right?
Amen.
But if you sow in church, you'll get a lot out of church. Amen. Somebody say hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
And that's true. But if we continue to sow to the flesh, we'll just reap things that fade away. Amen. I don't care, you know. I looked at my belly today. I'm getting the biggest gut, y'all. I look like I was pregnant. It was bad. You know? If you sow, and I'm thinking about sowing to the flesh, amen, to get me some rollerblades, amen? I want to get me some rollerblades. I've been drinking the water, and I'm thinking maybe it's the water that's got me looking like I'm about to have a baby, amen? And I can sow all I want to that flesh, but you know what? Is if I turn about 90 years old, I ain't going to be looking like all that. It's all going to fade away. Everything in the natural and everything in carnality, anything, when we sow to the flesh in any way, guess what? It goes.
Mm-hmm.
Easy come, easy go. I mean, you're going to get old whether you want to or not. I don't care how much plastic surgery you give. You ever seen them monsters that get on TV? People are supposed to be looking like your grandmother, but they're looking like, you know, they could be, you know, a little teenager going to high school, face just drawn back. I don't care who you are. You whatever you sow to the flesh, it will fade away. I'm not saying stop sowing to the flesh because this is life and you got to do certain things. Amen?
Amen.
But when you sow to the Spirit, somebody say, thank God.
Thank God.
When you sow to the side of the Spirit, it doesn't get old. I look good in the Spirit. You know, I prayed just to see myself this morning, you know. You know? But when you sow to the Spirit, those things don't fade away. They don't get old. They don't get tired. Amen? So why don't you go on and start to reap life more abundantly, amen, by starting to sow to the Spirit. So when you sow in church, not only are you keeping the lights on, how many of you want to keep the lights on in your life?
Amen.
Well, one way that we can keep the lights on in our life that we're not walking around and dancing is keep the lights on in church, amen, so we can see what the guy's talking about when we talk, amen?
Amen.
Somebody say, sow to the lights in church.
Sow to the lights in church.
Sow to the light of life. Amen. So, but reap life everlasting. Let us not be weary. Somebody say, don't get tired. Let us not be weary in doing well. So say, doing well.
Doing well.
Now, you can get tired of doing the wrong stuff. Mm-hmm. You know, there are certain people you wonder, when are you going to get tired of messing up? Don't you ever get tired of it? You think, well, they're going to wear themselves out sooner or later. But there are certain things you should get tired of sooner or later. You should get tired of stupid cycles, right? Dumb cycles you should get tired of. You should get tired of saying stuff that gets you in trouble. Amen. Somebody say, there's certain things you ought to get tired of, but you don't get tired in doing well. Amen? So amazing that there are certain people that got certain habits and characteristics. They never get tired. I mean, they can go on forever. But one little good thing, you know, they wash 3 dishes and they're worn out. You know, they start to do good. They get tired of those things real quick. But it says, be not weary in doing well, for in due season. Somebody say, due season.
Due season.
We shall reap if. Somebody say, if. We faint not.
We faint not.
There are a lot of people that never get to reap, not because they sow, not because they refuse to sow. There are a lot of people that sow, but there are a lot of people that aren't able to reap on what they sow because they faint. Mm-hmm. So you got to hang in there. Somebody say, hang in there.
Hang in there.
When you're believing God for a promise, we sing these songs, you know, God will make a way out of no way, you know. You know, hang in there until the way comes. Amen? When? There are a lot of people that quit before the due time. Even if you die, guess what? Keep trying. That's my faith. You know, we heard Lazarus' story. You know, Lazarus died, didn't he? Isn't that cashing in the chips? Isn't that over? Even when it was over for Lazarus, God said, no, it's not over. Get back up again. Amen? So that ought to tell us that we should never what? Quit. Even if they run the marathon and you came in last place, keep running. Somebody say amen?
Amen.
Because you'll win. Amen? In due season you shall reap if you faint not. We have therefore opportunity. Somebody say opportunity.
Opportunity.
Let us do good unto all men, unto them who especially, somebody say especially,
especially,
of them who are of the household of faith. Amen. Now, we're talking about wanting to do good. We don't want to be no good, right? But we want to do good. So this is an opportunity for you to do good. Amen?
Amen.
Don't you think that's good?
Yes.
Didn't that help? Doesn't you feel better about your sowing today? So look at somebody and say, I'm about to do good.
I'm about to do good.
All right. So pull it out and let's do some real good. Let's do some good. Amen? This morning. I like offering teachers. Isn't it real good?
Yes.
Praise God. Hallelujah. Hold that seat up high. Make the devil mad. Amen.
Amen.
Praise the Lord. If you need an offering envelope, Brother Jesse's got it. Billy's going to pray over the offering today. Billy's hustling, isn't she? Somebody say, thank God for Billy.
Thank God for Billy.
Praise the Lord. Well, Jesse's going. Praise the Lord. Jane Ellen's here. Amen. Crystal, you got great faith this morning? Or Billy, you feel like praying over the offering this morning, right?
Yeah.
All right.
Yeah, she got big faith.
All right. Somebody say, come on, Billy, write it in. Amen. Praise God. That means if it all doesn't come in that we need, we're calling you. It was all your fault. You pray. You prayed over it. Next week, you say, who wants to pray over the offering? Not me. Not me.
Yeah.
Go on, dear. Yes. Amen. Come on up and sow that. Amen.
Praise
it's
God.
Good to bring your seed. Amen.
Amen.
Glory to God. Is Kente around? We're supposed to go. Where's Kente? Tizo, where's he at?
I went to pick up Mal.
Huh?
I went to pick up Mal.
Oh, he went to go pick up Beth. Amen. How many of y'all want to get out there just a little bit today? Amen. How many of you want to get out there just a wee bit today? Amen. We're on some pretty deep things, and you're going to have to study and keep to hold the bar, or you will be thoroughly confused. Okay? But it's not God's will for you to be confused. Amen. God wants you to have understanding, right? And if you catch this, it will work for your life. You can put these things into practice, but you got to study it in order to put it into practice. I believe we're about to enter into a season of grace of the supernatural with God. Amen?
Amen.
I really believe that. But before God can do those things, he has to increase our faith in that area, right? Notice that Jesus went about teaching everywhere. When he was not able, and there were places where Jesus was not able to do many great and mighty works, even though he was God, but because their faith level, amen, or their belief was not there. Amen. So there are certain areas in our life where we don't allow the power of God to move as strongly in our lives as it needs to, or our prayers to be as answered as quickly as we want them to, because of our lack of what? Faith. So what do we do when we need to increase our faith? Faith comes by what? And what do you need to hear? Your best friend? Amen. You need to hear the word of God. And when you hear the word of God, it will give you faith. Amen. And you'll be able to win. So the premise of this, we're going to tackle a bunch of stuff today. Amen. We're going to be coming out of the book of Galatians. Amen. But the end result of this thing, if you just listen for just a wee bit, you'll have a seed planted on the inside of your heart. And I probably would perceive in months to come, in years to come, amen, you'll start to pray for things and they'll start to happen. You should already have that kind of prayer life now. Amen. But I'm talking about when you start to pray to change some things. Amen. And supernatural things start to manifest in our life. How many believe in that?
Amen.
The Bible says those that know their God will be what? Strong and do what?
Exploits.
Those that know the Lord their God will be strong and do exploits. How many of you are strong and can do exploits?
Amen.
Most of the time we do just enough. There is something more to the Christian, amen, than just a bumper sticker on the back of our car and the style of music that we listen to, amen, or our political party, amen. But the kingdom of God is righteousness, peace, and joy in the Holy Ghost. We have a faith, and our faith is a living faith. I mean, some of these other religions, some of these other faiths, they had great leaders that came. They're gone. But our Lord Jesus Christ is still alive today, not just in our mentality, but he's also alive through the power and presence of the Holy Ghost. God can still do things today.
Amen.
Jesus the same yesterday, today, and forevermore. If he healed 2,000 years ago, he'll heal today.
Amen.
Amen. He is not limited in his power. Jesus said, listen, I'm going to go away, but I'm going to give power to the church and to those people, and they'll be able to do greater things corporately than those things which I did. Who said that? You don't hear that too much because most people can't do anything, so they're not going to say that.
Amen.
Because most of the time people are afraid to say, well, put up or shut up.
Amen.
Look at me. Our faith is nuts.
Hallelujah.
If you really believe our faith, it's nuts. We believe this. You know, people have problem believing in healing and all these supernatural things, but we believe that one day, the sky is going to crack wide open, right?
Amen.
Then Jesus Christ, who died, hung on a cross and died and got up again and then went away again, is going to come back in the sky and blink his eye, and all the Christians everywhere are going to disappear.
Amen. Amen.
And we're going to live forever. He's going to burn everybody else up.
Amen.
But then they don't get to burn up forever. You know, they're just going to suffer. Your faith, we can't change our faith. Your faith is a wild one. If you're going to believe any of it, believe it all.
Hallelujah.
Amen.
Amen.
Amen. If I'm going to believe that I'm going to be saved, I'm going to believe it all.
Amen.
How am I going to, you know, if I can't believe he can heal somebody here on the earth, I'm going to believe he's going to come in the sky. I believe those who are going to be called away in the last day of the Lord have faith to go.
Amen.
Somebody say hallelujah. You know, people come to get healed. Do you believe God can do it? Well, I don't necessarily know. Well, I don't know whether you'll be healed or not. We can pray. Mm-hmm. And he'll work it out. So I believe in the supernatural. And I don't care what we've seen in the last 40 years. I don't care what we've seen in the last 50 years. I don't care what we've seen in the last 10 years. Amen. I believe that our God is a supernatural God. And that the word of God is true. And the Bible says in the last day, he's going to pour out his spirit on all flesh. And we're going to start to see some demonstrations.
Amen.
I believe the finale is going to be a lot bigger than the intro.
Amen.
I mean, when he came into this thing, amen, 3,000, you know, they had in the upper room, there were 120 people in the upper room. Holy Ghost came in the room. They saw tongues of fire sitting on everybody's head. It wasn't a fairy tale. It was reality. Then they all started to speak in tongues as the Holy Ghost gave them utterance. Amen. And people said, these men are not drunk as you suppose. That means they were in church acting like they were drunk. Some say that's the first church service ever. First church service ever. Amen. They spoke in tongues as the Holy Ghost gave them utterance. Amen. They were drunk in the Holy Ghost. And people said, man, these people are nuts. They'll say a lot of stuff about us today, but they don't say we're nuts. We're about to see some things. I want to increase your faith and get you to look at something. Galatians chapter 4, verse 1. Now I say that the heir, somebody say heir. As long as he's a child, differeth nothing from a servant, though he be Lord of all, but is under tutors and governors until the appointed time of the Father. You know, all of creation groans and yearns to see the manifestation of the sons of God.
Yes.
There is something, the Bible said, if any man be in Christ, behold, he's a new creature. How many had anything new that looks just like the old thing? You go to buy a car, you know, you got that old raggedy car, and you go down there and pick up a new note on a brand new car, and it looks exactly like the old one you got.
Mm-mm.
Behold, if any man be in Christ, he's a new creature. There is something more. We need to look in the Word of God and find out who we are and what the Bible says we should be. Now listen. Now I say that the heir, that means we are joint heirs of God. Did you know that? Joint heirs with Christ. How many of you know that you get the inheritance of Christ? The Bible says that you are joint heir with Christ. You're a son of God. Amen. You're a child of the King. Amen. Because of what Jesus did. You've got an inheritance. People say, ain't nobody leave me nothing. We wait for our people to kick off to think we'll get a ring or something, you know, or a house or a car. But I tell you what, you're an heir of God. Amen. A joint heir with Christ. And we're walking around here acting like, you know, we don't have anything. We don't have a hope. We don't have a future. And we're doomed. Some say, I'm covered for the future.
I'm covered.
Because of Jesus Christ. As long as he's a child, he differeth nothing from a servant. And that word child, now listen, now in that culture, in that custom, they would have children. You know, the patriarch would have children, and the children would raise, they would grow up, but they would treat the children just like servants. Until that child grew up in mentality, and then they made that child a son, and then the heir. Well, do you know that's the same way in the life of faith? You're going to find this out. Now, we know that they're talking about the old law. We're going to be talking about the law. Somebody tried to teach you some weak stuff. It's nice, but it's weak. It's more there than just, oh, we don't have to abide by the law that the Jews had 2,000 years ago. We're set free from the curse of the law. Somebody say, we're set free from every law. You're going to find that out as we start to teach this thing. Somebody say, freedom. You're going to find out the liberty that you have in Christ Jesus, like what we were talking about in that Bible study. But as long as he's a child, he differeth nothing from a servant. Listen, when you're weak in this faith, when you're weakened in the knowledge of your faith and who you are in Christ Jesus, you don't differ anything else than what they had before Jesus came. You'll get to go to heaven, even though you're a son. Some say you're a son. Thank God for that. There are a lot of people that are children of God and on their way to heaven, but they don't differ anything from anybody that had any covenant before them. They're trying to live like the old covenant used to live. They're not using any of their authority. They're not using any of the power that Jesus gave them. Some of them don't even know what they're saved from. They don't know what they can do. They don't know they can get a prayer through. Amen? They don't know what they have. Even though they're an heir, as long as they're a child in their mentality, they haven't hung around the Father long enough to learn his ways and learn who they are to get their identity. Amen? They differ nothing from a child. Some say, we're about to grow up. In the things of God. In our country, in the nation, all over the world, we have nothing but a bunch of baby Christians all over the place with a form of godliness that denies the power thereof. Christianity has power. You know, it should. You know, you could turn on Oprah, I mean, 5 days, you know, 9 times out of 10, and have more power to change your life than in about 60% of the churches that you go to on Sunday morning. Why? Because it's powerless. Why do you think people are turning to so many cults and other religions? Because the faith that we present to them, amen, is so weak. We don't tell them who they are. I can give you a cell phone or a palm pilot or something else, but if I don't give you the direction, that thing ain't nothing. It's a toy. Amen. How many of you ever seen little kids' cell phones? You give people computers, they don't know what that thing can do, so it doesn't mean anything. Well, you've been given the whole world. You've been given faith. You've been given power. You've been given authority. You got it all. But until you learn what's on the inside of you and you learn by the Holy Ghost, amen, and grow up, amen, you're not going to learn how to operate those things. You're not going to differ from anybody else. See what I say? Praise the Lord. Though he be Lord of all. Wow. Do you know you're an heir? How many of you have a hard time when you hear these things on the TV? Copeland and different people saying all this crazy stuff. You hear us singing songs, I don't have to be sick no more. And you think, you tell that to my headache? I don't have to be broke no more yet. Come on. There are a lot of things that we deal with. Righteousness, peace, and joy in the Holy Ghost. I was arguing last night. There are a lot of things that we deal with in our life, even though we're delivered from it. Why? Because of our childlike walk. But if we grow up in the things of God, somebody say, praise the Lord.
Praise the Lord.
We'll start to have the things that God says we really are start to manifest in our life. How many of you want to grow up?
Amen.
This child, you can write down the word simple-minded person. Or an immature Christian. But is under tutors and governors. Somebody say you're under tutors and governors until the appointed time. There are certain, so God puts you under things. You know that, somebody say, thank God for teachers.
Thank God for teachers.
And this word governors could be also overseers or pastors, spiritual leaders. So why you're a child, amen, why you're just that servant trying to grow up, God puts you under anointings. He puts you under teachers, and hopefully they're going to teach you the word of God. But there'll come a day. Somebody say, thank God for that.
Thank God for that.
Amen. When the light will turn on and you'll figure out who you are, who Jesus is, and you'll start to believe what that word of God says on the inside of you. Somebody say, praise God.
Praise God.
And you'll begin to walk like Jesus says you can walk. I believe that.
Amen.
Even so, we got a couple minutes. Even so, when we were children, we were in bondage. Somebody say bondage.
Bondage.
Everybody say that word again, bondage.
Bondage.
No more bondage. No more bondage. I am free from the enemy. Who the Son sets free is free indeed. Free indeed is deep.
Yes, it is.
Free indeed is deep. You're going to find out that Jesus had made you free from a lot of stuff. And there are a lot of people sitting behind bars in their life, in their mind, in their relationships, in their mentality, in their finances, amen, in situations they're trying to win. Going, let me out of here, let me out of here. And the bar is swinging as they're doing it because the door ain't locked. I'm going to say, praise God. You're going to find out you're free from a bunch of stuff, but you got to increase your faith in that area, start to walk in it. Free, listen, even so, when we were children, we were in bondage, somebody say under. The elements of the world. Now, to a lot of people, that might seem confusing when we teach a lot of things that other people teach because they just teach it in perspective of the old law. And I believe that old law, that God was trying to tell us something more than just what to be delivered from the old law. Because we still have to obey the Ten Commandments. I don't care what you say. Some people read that scripture and say, hey, we're not under law anymore. We don't have to do anything to be a Christian. It's all grace. Hallelujah. We don't have to do anything. It's all grace. We don't need no rules, no regulations, no nothing. We're just free. No, you're in bondage.
Amen.
You're in bondage. Amen. You know, that's a bondage. You know, running from God is bondage. Fear that God's going to harm us or hurt us is bondage. Now listen, when we're children, when we're still trying to pick this stuff up, we are still in bondage to certain things. Amen? Under the elements, somebody say elements.
Elements.
Of the world. Now I just want to whet your fancy just for a little bit. Somebody say the elements.
The elements.
Of the world. How many got some things you wish your elements would come together a little bit better? Amen. You're just about, listen, when you're children, you just got to deal with what happens in life. Mm-hmm. Whatever job you get, you better hold on to it. Somebody say bondage under the elements. My boss said this about me. I guess that's just the way it's going to be. I'm going to have to deal with him. He's in a bad mood today. It's just going to be a rough day. Somebody say
under the elements
of the world. How do you think when it says, listen, when it gets darker in the world, it'll get brighter for the church? Amen. That there'll be this great switch. Amen. That you'll be able to prosper even in a time of famine. God will feed you. People that have a revelation that they're no longer in bondage to the elements.
Amen.
I tell you what, our economy can be an element of the world, can't it?
Yes, amen.
Everybody else's marriage is breaking up. What about me? I should receive it. This one did it. It's normal. Somebody say elements of the world. When we're children in our mentality, we'll allow the devil to steal from us that we don't want him to have, stuff that he should never have. When we grow up in Christ and realize we got authority in the name of Jesus to pray and get and to hold on, even though it might look like you're bad, it's all right to look like you're winning a battle, to look like you're losing a battle. Who gives? That's where he gets it with people. They think that, you know, you got to look like super Christian. And if you get into a problem, you get into something and you look challenged in it, you know, oh, forget it. Battles come and battles go. But when you realize who you are and you start to get into the deep teaching of God, get up under the real word of God, people might talk about you, they might call you crazy, amen, but grow up in God. Paul said, listen, I couldn't teach you the way I wanted to teach you in the Bible. He said, for you were just mere, you were so carnal you couldn't handle meat, so I had to feed you a little bit of what? Milk. How many of you would love to have a diet of milk? Always throwing up. You ever held babies? Spitting up on you, always have gas. What is it for a lot of Christians? Always got gas, always popping off. You know, it's the truth. Always throwing up stuff. Whatever goes down and whatever they hear, spit it right back up. Somebody say babies. But God wants to get us out of that level. He wants to take us on to the deep things of God to where we're no longer under the elements. Somebody say praise God. To where our faith will start to work, amen, when the devil starts to tell us, say, I'm not under that curse. Somebody say, no, no, no. Somebody say, hallelujah. Well, that's the law of the land. Everybody loses. That's the law of the land. Everybody gets sick. That's the law of the land. Everybody's depressed. That's the law of the land. Everybody's lonely. So say, when we're children, are you getting this revelation, people? How many of you are excited about this next the bar that we're getting into? Amen.
Amen.
Even so, when we were children, we were under the elements of the world. But when the fullness of time was come, I'm finished. We're going to find out what happens when the fullness of time is coming. Amen. And what you should expect to see. Amen. How many are going to start to come out from under the elements?
Amen.
Why don't you stand up, and I want to pray right now over you.
Thank you.
Amen. Glory to God. Y'all enjoy this? So I can stand here with faith and come. I don't care what's going on in your life. Some say it ain't nothing but a thing. I don't care what problem you're facing right now. It's just an element.
Amen.
Somebody say it's subject to change. Only God's eternal.
Only God's eternal.
Amen.
They said the Titanic will never sink. Oh, they'll never change. It'll never get better. You'll never come out of that. I tell you what, if it's on, if you can see it, it's subject to change.
That's right.
Pray right now. And when you say, my situation,
is
subject
to change
according to the will of God. Father God, I pray over my situation.
I pray over my life.
I pray over my family.
Pray over my
job. My finances. Thy will. And you got a good will for me. I'm an heir. Think about that. Thy will, and I'm an heir. Well, somebody got to die before you can get the will.
He did.
He did die, but he rose again. Amen. Somebody say, praise God. Somebody say, I'm an heir. So thy will, somebody say, praise God, you're
praise
in court
God.
This morning. I'm the attorney for you. Amen.
Amen.
I'm sitting up here to tell you, well, I'm reading off the list. You got a lot of stuff. You win.
Amen.
Thy will be done on what? When we get into the sweet by and by. And that lady that Rex likes to hear, Betty Jean Robinson. Amen. She sings about that cabin in the sky, you know. Thy will be done in heaven in that sweet by and by. No, thy will be done on earth.
On earth.
What kind of earthly life should we expect? As it is in heaven. Say,
I expect
to have just a little. Forget that. Say, all of it.
All
the heaven you can give me.
On earth.
Thy will be done on earth as it is in heaven. Say, have your way, Lord. So any unheavenly situation, the opposite of heaven is hell. Any hellacious situation you're dealing with right now, we speak to it right now in the name of Jesus. I say the will of God be done over that situation. Sickness, disease, poverty, distress, amen, friction. You line up to the will of God right now and change up. Come to your senses, men and women of God. Father God, send laborers across the path, and by your Spirit, fix the situations now in Jesus' name. Make something better today and give them hope to expect it to manifest. In Jesus' name we pray. Amen.
Amen.
Y'all be blessed. We'll be here tonight at 7 o'clock. Talk to Billy about Watering Words. See his Bible study Friday. Amen. Did y'all enjoy this morning? You ready to go for it? Love some people as you go out the door. Every visitor, and Agatha, you're not a visitor, but you still get a free cup of coffee. Every visitor gets a free cup of coffee or something. Amen. God bless you.
Praise God. That's right.
That's right.
God told her.
Oh, wait. Stop for a second, please. Stop for a second, please. We got to do something. Tizo's birthday. Y'all ready? Happy birthday to you. Happy birthday to you. Tuck your keys in. Happy birthday, dear Tizo. No. Happy birthday to you. We'll be celebrating Tizo's birthday at Belle's expense at the Woodlands Inn.
No.
We'll be celebrating Tizo's birthday. We're going to some restaurant. Rex has the directions to how to get there. Beijing's, amen. Don't think I'm paying for your food or anybody else. Amen. Hallelujah. Somebody say amen. If you don't want to wash dishes, amen. Somebody say don't expect. Amen. Somebody say you have not because you ask not. Ask. Amen. So don't be expecting to have no $600 bill sitting up there. Amen. We all praying in faith who's going to cover it. But I believe the meal, what, Rex, what is the cost of it?
$5.
That's real. Well, expect about $5 to $10 to go and get, and it's some good food. So y'all go on out today and be blessed. If you don't have money, find somebody that looks like they got it. Amen. And say, Before you go, say, will you help me? Amen. So y'all be blessed. Amen. Amen. Hallelujah. I love you.